I think you hear about it a lot, and for me, it took a long time to admit that it was me.
Michelle has been with Namele Huapono for about a year.
It's hard to acknowledge that as a professional woman that I was living in a situation that was domestic violence.
I'm a professional myself.
Ululani is another survivor of domestic violence.
I graduated college as well, and I never thought. But once I was in, it just consumed me.
I mean, I work in social services, and I'd gone to every kind of thing. So I made sure I had a plan. I had a backup plan, and I had a backup plan for the backup plan. And only then did I make that choice to leave, because he was abusing my son, too. And that was hard for me to admit that I let that happen to him.
Ululani agrees violence creates expanding circles of pain. There are programs, of course, for domestic violence victims, largely counseling or therapy groups that explore the experience. Professor Kale Kanuha, sociology chair at UH Manoa, is a founder of Namele Huapono, which takes a different tack.
The approach is very, what we call, strength-based. So it's very much accentuating the strengths, the resiliencies, the power that survivors have, recounting the strengths, recounting their hopes and dreams, because those are the things that are destroyed by violence.
There is no other program like Namele Huapono that exists anywhere.
Kata Isari is regional director of the Joyful Heart Foundation, which supports Namele Huapono.
Namele Huapono is unique in that it blends Hawaiian culture and practices and traditions with healing modalities for domestic violence and sexual assault. And nothing like that exists anywhere in the country or the world as far as we know. The very nature of sexual assault and domestic violence is that it isolates and creates fear.
And what we try to reinstill is that thousands and millions of years back, all of your ancestors are with you at all times. All the generations to come, they're all with you too.
The 4 to 5 month program focuses on traditional Hawaiian culture, values, stories, chanting, and visits to sacred sites. Available by referral only, about 50 women have benefited so far.
Focusing on goodness and wellness and healing is something that I think, unfortunately, is a little bit unusual.
Kanuha says there's growing interest in this program nationally as Namele Huapono works to solidify its women's curriculum and design one for Keiki.
Because I've been in other support groups. They helped at the beginning of my healing, but it was a time when I needed to connect again. I can't tell you how much Namele Huapono has reminded me of who I am as a Native Hawaiian. In my line of work, that's who I help, the formerly incarcerated. So from empowering me, I empower all of them. Then I'm fearless.
This is a pathway to healing social problems, drugs, educational deficits, poverty, mental illness. I mean, Namele Huapono is culture and land-based healing. I think this is where the next horizon is for us.
Noe Tanigawa, HBR News.